This is Let's Talk Horses on the RFD Radio Network. I'm Jason Vance. Joining me is Tom Usnick, curator of the Saddle Horse Museum in Mexico, Missouri. And Tom, how did the Saddle Horse Museum come to be here?
Back in the late 60s, the saddle horse industry in Mexico was kind of on a decline. A lot of the trainers had died and moved on. And so some of our city fathers got together and thought that this history needed to be preserved.
The location of the Saddle Horse Museum is part of the Graceland Complex, which is owned by the Audrain Historical Society. Talk to us a little bit about this location.
The house itself was built in 1857 by George Clark, and it served to be his home and mansion for many years. And as a matter of fact, during the Civil War, Ulysses S. Grant actually stayed here with the Union troops camped just north of this house.
The different rooms here of the Saddle Horse Museum, quite a bit of memorabilia and photographs. Talk to us a little bit about some of the things that you can see here at the museum.
Probably the largest and the rarest would be our Tom Bass exhibit. It's the largest by far in the world. We have a complete photo gallery by the famous artist George Ford Morris. We've got the John Hook portion, Buck Field, Arthur Simmons. There are just a lot of famous horses and horse trainers from not only Mexico, but the surrounding counties here.
You also have a library with a lot of books that really details the history of the saddle horse.
That is correct. We have the complete stud book of the American saddlebred horses. We have all the horses by the famous rider Suzanne. We have a lot of periodicals from back as early as 1900. So we have a complete library that we welcome the public to come in and study at any time.
Something else that I noticed is several pictures of the old Audrain County Fairgrounds, which burned in the late 60s, early 70s. Some really incredible pictures and posters about that venue.
That's correct. It was said by a lot of horsemen back during the day that if you could win at the Audrain County Fair, you could win at any horse show in the United States, including Kentucky.
Which one of the exhibits I found interesting was a very nice collection of different types of horseshoes. Tell us a little bit about that exhibit.
We're really proud of that exhibit. That horseshoe exhibit comes back from the early to mid-1900s when a lot of different trainers were trying to use different types of shoes to obtain different types of motion out of their horse. It's one of the only exhibits of its kind that I know of. A lot of different shoes, a lot of different methods of shoeing, and pretty interesting, I think, for everyone to see.
As the curator, what would you say is your favorite part of the museum?
Well, my favorite part of the museum would have to be our Tom Bass exhibit. Although born in Boone County, he was a Mexico boy, and he's kind of the old story, hometown boy does well, and Tom Bass is certainly that.
Which we are sitting here in the library, and you showed me the stud books that came out with registry of a lot of famous horses that were here. What else is there to offer here in the library at the museum?
Well, we have a complete collection of the Saddle and Bridle and National Horseman and Horse World magazines, which in a lot of ways are the history of the American saddlebred horses. It's not really compiled in any one place to the extent that we have it here. We also have several videos of different horse shows and different techniques on training. So anybody that comes in, they're welcome to look through these books and look at these videos and kind of get a good understanding of what the American saddlebred is all about.
Now, on the grounds here at the Historical Society, there's also a small stable. Tell us a little bit about the history of that.
That stable was owned by Walter Staley. It was on his property right out south of Mexico. Walter was an avid horseman, and he rode in the Olympics. And as a matter of fact, he got a bronze medal in the 1948 Olympic Games at Helsinki.
If someone's interested in coming and seeing the museum, tell us a little bit about the hours.
We're open 6 days a week, closed on Mondays. Our hours are 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and 1 to 4 p.m. on Sundays. We also are closed during the month of January to work on the facility.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Jason.
That's Tom Usnick, curator of the Saddle Horse Museum in Mexico, Missouri. He's been our guest on Let's Talk Horses on the RFD Radio Network. Thank you so much for listening, and please tune in next time for another edition of Let's Talk Horses.